Probst Home on Wilmington Pike near Aurora, Manchester Township, Dearborn County. The first interview will be with Hayes Thompson.
H-A-Y-N-E-S.
H-A-Y-N-E-S, Hayes Thompson. All right. Now, Hayes, you want to tell me the time and place of birth?
1905, Manchester Street, Moore Street, Aurora, Indiana.
And tell me about your family.
Well, I don't have much of a family. My mother died when I was 15 months old, and a lady took me and raised me. Her name was Lida Marshall. Lida Spikebar Marshall.
L-I-T-A.
Y-D-A. Lida. Okay. Spikebar Marshall.
Was she related to you in any
way? No way.
No way. Was she?
No way.
That's really true.
And let's see, she had a son 9 years old, younger than I was. And I lived there for about 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there a few days with her. Come back and started myself a flower shop in 1946.
Yeah, wrong in there sometime.
1946.
What was the name of your flower shop?
Thompson's Forest.
Where was that?
On 4th Street.
Aurora?
Yeah, 424 4th Street. And I was in that for 20 years.
And where did you attend school? What schools did you go to?
I went to the Aurora School. Went to the 8th grade only.
Okay, could you tell me what a school day was like? You were 10 years old. What would a school day be like?
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
Do you have any favorite teachers?
Yes, indeed. Emmeline Kerr.
Why?
She's a great woman, that's all.
Okay. What did you do before school?
In the morning, carry out the ash and carry in the coal.
Then what kind of breakfast did you get?
Oh, good breakfast. I mean, bacon and eggs. We had good food.
Okay.
Good breakfasts. We had good food all the way through. Nothing fancy, but good.
Did you go home for lunch?
Well, all the kids went home for lunch. So good. Yeah, I did carry it. But I'd get out of school about 11:30 and go pick up a dinner bucket to go to his Ralph Mountcamp's uncle, Dottie Green.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old Cooper shop. Or that's what that was on its point.
What did they do in the Cooper shop?
Make barrels.
Okay, and what did you do after school then, or was your school day over at 11:30?
No.
Back to school.
School in the afternoon, about 3, then I'd go home to work. Most of the time I got to be about, 15 or 16 years old, I worked on the peanut wagon down on 2nd and Main.
What's a peanut wagon?
Peanuts and popcorn, didn't you ever see a peanut wagon?
Yeah.
That's what I did, I run the
ballpark in Cincinnati,
something
like that.
This is on the corner of 2nd and Main, owned by Jacob Trulock, who run a restaurant, run a hotel right across the street from there.
And?
You do that about 11 o'clock, you go home, go to bed, and get up and do the same thing over the next day. And finally, I got to working in the hotel where they started serving meals, wash dishes for my food. Mm-hmm. Where did it go after that? Oh, how about the old tobacco barn? What was the name of that? You know?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's just called tobacco barn.
So I went to work at the old tobacco barn.
Where was it?
It was on
Fort Tandy's. clothing is now.
Street Broadway, Bridgeway.
Yeah, Bridgeway next.
Bridgeway next, boy. And from there, I went to what they call the Old Wooden Shoe, down on Decatur Street. I worked there for quite a long time.
What did you do there?
Oh, everything. I mean, spray gun, sand.
What they make?
Furniture. Good furniture. I mean, good furniture. You know. From there, I went into the business working for Ben Schusterman, clothing store. Worked for him for quite a while and finally bought part of that one.
Where was that?
It's on 2nd Street in Aurora.
331.
And next door to where Ralph
was. Right.
After that, I went into the worked for Saul Vigran for about 4 or 5 years.
Who's that, Saul?
Saul Vigran, V-I-G-R-A-N. He had general merchandise in a 10-cent store.
When did you start your floral shop?
It was after that.
Right after that.
Now, tell me about your courtship. Who did you marry and when?
Well, I courted one woman all my life. Leah Watts, I married.
How long did you date Leah?
50 years. She killed me.
She thinks you're kidding.
No, she thinks I'm kidding.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the truth.
Yeah, sorry.
Did you stay romantic the whole time?
I'm still that way.
It may be a mistake to rush into marriage here.
Well, there's reasons for it. There was reasons for it.
Oh, yes. She definitely wasn't.
Very ill girl, and I couldn't even water pills, let alone temper. Her father could.
What, do you remember your first car?
Yes, I do.
What?
1916 brass radiator Ford touring car.
That's pretty. I thought the not that car show down.
Wish I had one.
Yeah, you'd have some money now, wouldn't you?
Oh, we had to have new, but that's no different. I had a 16, 17, 19, 23. Now, what should I?
Where did you buy your Fords?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was there an agency?
Yeah, there's an agency here.
Lehman Lake Mark? Big Lehman Lake Mark?
I don't know.
HD Green, Rising Sun?
I don't think I bought from a new one.
Oh, you bought a used one?
Yeah. Where? Don't know who it was.
Okay. Now, military service. Jobs and cars, so I think we'll see what Ralph remembers about his childhood. Okay.
Ralph? Well, you remember when we had typhoid fever.
Oh, right? Yes. Bill and Haynes here, they had typhoid fever and they did everything but die. Mm-hmm. I tell you, them two guys were the sickest any man I ever saw in my life.
I had typhoid fever and had the regular run of about 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Had a relapse for another 3 months.
What? How did you get it? Was it mosquitoes or?
Water.
Was it common?
Yeah.
A lot of people?
Well, they sure had it, I'll tell you that too. They looked like, if you ever seen.
I weighed 170 pounds when I went to bed and I got up.
What age were you?
Young, real young.
I don't know what age it was.
Well, they were young.
And I have it.
Oh, Bill, that was back in the 30s.
Who's Bill? Is that your brother?
That's Foster, son, my brother.
That was Light and Marshall.
I don't know what year it was. I was in Schusterman's. I remember what I was doing the day that I had to go home. I shortened sleeves on somebody's coat. I had to quit in the middle of that and went home and laid down, didn't know anything for about 5 weeks.
until you were a young man old enough to be out and work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't, was Bill still going to school here?
I think he was. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember.
Ralph, what year were you born and where did your family live at the time?
Born January 27, 1917. Born on John Street in Roar.
What do you remember about John Street then?
John Street was predominantly German people. And they were all homeowners. Most of them were. They really were.
And they took pride in their home.
Absolutely. And they had, and I tell you, it was a wonderful place to live down there. It really was.
And it's secularized. I'm not you could leave your house unlocked.
Nobody bothered anything. No.
What'd your father do?
My daddy was an upholsterer by trade. He worked in the Indianapolis Chair and Factory Furniture Company for 35 years. I graduated from Royal High School.
Did your mother work outside
No,
the
ma'am.
Home?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
What did she do?
My mother was a house mother. She was always home when we went home. My mother was home when we went home. With one exception, I broke my arm, and of all things, mother was gone. I never will forget that the longest day I live. But she was always home. Mother was always home.
Do you have brothers and
sisters? I had one brother. One brother. Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Yeah, Eugene.
How much older are you?
He's 18 months younger than me.
And where did you go to school?
Raw High School. Yeah. Graduated in 1936.
What was happening in the world in 1936?
Well, I tell you what really happened in 1937. Business wasn't too good in 1936. I mean, still pretty rugged. And the first job I ever had, I went to work for Speckman Brothers in Aurora. And never asked them how much pay I was going to get. And of all things, I worked 10 hours a day, and I think 6 days a week, and I went and got my pay, and they gave me $7. When I went home and told my mom, I said, Mom, they only paid me $7. Well, she said, you know, Ralph, you don't have to work. And you know, be glory, I took her up on it. And Monday morning rolled around, I never even went up. Well, and of all things, and I still bed at 9 o'clock in the morning, and here a guy knocked on the door. And you can imagine what he could have thought of me still bed at 9 o'clock in the morning. You mean? Well, anyway, he went to talk to me, but I told him I was in bed. Well, he said, tell you what you do. He said, have him go up the store and see me. Here was Robert Johnson.
And Robert L.
Robert L. Johnson, yeah. And you know, I went up. So, heck, I got out of bed and walked uptown. And the next day I went to work for Robert for $12.50 a week. He was in the plants business, man. They had plants, refrigerators, Delco light plants.
Is that Johnston Gamble's name?
Right. Okay. And I went to work for old Robert for $12.50.
That was after you graduated.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also went to the Salmon Pete Chase College of Commerce, too.
Okay. Where's that at?
Cincinnati.
And what do you remember about your school days?
Well, I tell you, there was a lady, we went to Southside School. And of course, there was one lady that always greeted us every morning. It was Mrs. Klingelhofer. I never will forget her. And she had a boy. Her boy's name was Ralph, just the same as mine was. And for some reason or other, she always, every time, she just brightened up every time she'd ever see me. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, she's still living. Irene is.
She lives down in the apartment.
No. She lives in the nursing home.
Nursing home now, yeah.
Well, anyway, her boy got to fifth grade, ma'am, and he died. And she lost her boy in the fifth grade. And you see, you went up the height, went to school, you went up a sidewalk, and Irene's house is right there before you got into school. Well, every morning, Irene would be out there watching all the kids go by. You mean she's hollering at them, and she had a big time every morning. Every time. That's true.
She wasn't a teacher either.
No, she wasn't no teacher.
Just lived close to the school.
Real close to the school. And now, as far as school teachers concerned, I don't know. I really only had one that I had a problem with, and I won't mention the names of that. Other than that, I think I got along with all of them. Yeah. And Jeanette Baker, she was the most outspoken one of the whole.
Best teacher.
Yeah, she was one of the most outspoken ones the whole bunch that I had.
Some of the best ones, the best you have.
Yeah, and so I never had no trouble with any school teachers actually.
Did your teachers, like in grade school, were you separate classes, like first grade, second grade? You weren't like the one for school concept here.
No, you went one room.
Well, sometimes you had music. They might take you to another room.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have this kind of school. So we didn't work very well. That's before our time a little bit.
No, we had the.
When I was in Delphoro.
Well, the Southside school only went to seventh grade.
Yeah.
And when you went to eighth grade, and then you had to go over to North School.
I went over there 1 year.
Where was the North School?
That's what they call the middle school.
No, wait a minute. That would be there.
No, it's torn down.
Right, the North School is down.
Yeah, that was right there, right next to the one on Manchester.
You want to see the picture of the North School?
Oh, right there next to...
It's torn down. It's on Washington.
Washington Street. Now we're coming.
Okay.
See, that one they got out there now is still called the middle school.
What about your courtship?
Oh, yeah. I got married in 1940. Right. I married Dorothy Hallfarth, H-A-L-L-F-A-R-T-H.
Where was Dorothy from?
Roar. 112 Real Root Avenue. And her and I, we lived there 28 years. So she spent over 50 years down house. Yeah, that's it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I slept many a room in that. My grandfather was a...
I remember he was... When I went to high school there, he was there.
He was the janitor over there.
Who was that?
Uncle Billy.
Billy Thompson,
yes.
And then there was a little house alongside where they lived.
He lived there.
Right.
Mrs. Mm-hmm. Unthank kept house for him.
Yep.
And do you have children, Rob?
I have one stepson, ma'am. Right. William.
Now, did you serve in the military?
No, ma'am.
And what about your jobs after you got out?
Well, of course,
I went to Johnson.
Right. Then I rode a filling station for about a year. That wasn't very good.
Where was that at?
Right to where O'Hare Reese had it at one time.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Why wasn't it good?
That's where the parking.
Well, you see, I went to work for him during high school. Worked for him like on Saturdays and during the nights and whenever he went off. And I did, no kidding. And but then things weren't too good. You mean, that'd be in 1935. And Ed Powell, and I will forget, Ed Powell got a brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle. And that was really something. You couldn't hardly anybody get the motorcycle in those days. And that was a dandy. And of course, Ed let me ride that thing. We had a big time on that thing.
Were Harley Davidsons as powerful as...
Harley 74, ma'am, and that really thing would go.
There's one of them setting up.
Wow. Harley 74, that was a big one.
A 41.
Mm-hmm.
I got one.
And yeah. This was yellow and kind of brown, like beautiful thing. Yep.
What was your first car?
Well, my first car, personally, my parents' first car was a 1924 Ford, and I was 7 years old when I learned to drive that car. Right. My mother and daddy, they didn't have no garage. So they kept, the people over next door had a garage, but they didn't have no car. So they, my mom and dad kept our car in their garage, see. Well, we went to church on Sunday morning. Well, we had to come out of an alley. So I'd been watching my dad, how he worked all the pedals on that thing, you know. Never driven one in my life, you know. So this Sunday morning, I got dressed a little ahead of everybody else who was going to church. And I said, Dad, I'll go and get the car. Well, he didn't realize what I'd said. And I said, Dad, I'll go over and get the car. A great day in the morning. So I went over and backed that thing out of that garage. And of all things, Hayes was going out the alley, you know. And here come Marky Maddox in. You know, Marky used to live down there. Here come Marky Maddox in the alley, which necessitated either he back up or I back up. Well, so now I had to make those little pedals go so I could back her up. So I backed her up, Marky come on in. And I took the old car out and set it out in front of the house. That's the first time I ever drove a car. Never had a lesson, nothing. I just watched my dad.
Did you
You may just watch these, how he worked these. See, they had three pedals on those things.
Did you ever three pedals. Run out of gasoline on a hill?
No, but I heard about that. No, I never had that.
Going to the run out. I had to back up my sales hill.
Run out between Lawrenceburg and Aurora one night. I remember that.
I backed up Wilmington Hill out here already.
You know what? Mom and Dad, we're going to come to Lawrenceburg one night, run out of gasoline, come to Lawrenceburg, and went to see old Schreiber had a police station up there. And he was closed up, and Dad went up and knocked on the door. And I never will forget, he had a lantern or something, and he shined it right in Dad's face. And yeah, just as I thought, not a customer of mine at all. Never will forget that.
Gus was one of the old characters around town, too, right. Wasn't he?
Yeah,
there's something to think about. Man, we had Bill McLaughlin, he didn't get to work during the Depression, in other words, and he had two boys. And the only income he had was catching fish. He'd catch fish down there, and this couple of summers there, he had a lot of good luck catching buffalo. You know what I mean? And he was just catching, and everybody in town, I think, run down there and try to catch buffalo along with Bill. Well, old Bill, he still kept on catching buffalo. You know, he had his lines right in the right spot, see? Well, and so he'd take them up there and sell them to Spanish Schreiber. He'd come around a little restaurant there, wasn't it?
A little stand of some kind.
Yeah, a little restaurant there, and he sold fish sandwiches, see?
What's his name?
His name was
Gus
Schreiber.
Gus Schreiber.
Was it Gus? Was that his name? Oh, that was his boy's Gus. Name.
That was his name, Gus Schreiber. And then in the wintertime, he bought furs.
Right. Well, anyway, that kept Bill McLaughlin going. Helped him anyway. Just to, get a few pennies, after all.
What's buffalo?
Well, man, they look like a carp, actually.
Big ugly fish.
But they're not a carp by no means. They're the beets and white. It's a white meat.
Catch them in the river?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Might be interesting, yeah. Ralph, to know how we used to heat our houses.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive, man. Well, of course, the Haines and Lyde, I don't know. They always concocted a gasoline engine somewhere. Who in the world had that thing?
I don't know where we
But
got
they usually got a gasoline engine to cut that wood.
We'd catch the wood in the river,
yeah.
Right up the top of the bank.
Yeah.
Have it hauled up on a high hill, and we'd saw it up, carry it in the house, and then have to carry out the ashes. That's
right.
That's the way you kept yourself warm. You put some of this wood in the stove, and you go, be gone, that'd be it.
Yeah, well, I tell you, if we got a half a ton of coal, just a half a ton of coal, boy, you don't know how you appreciated that.
And
that was something else. You know
the price of a ton of coal.
Well,
$6 a quarter.
Well, I tell you, when I got married in 1940,
I bought coal for $3.
Well, I tell you, when I got married in 1940, I bought coal for the whole year for $55, 10 ton. 10 ton of coal we put in our basement for $55.
Where did you buy it from at that time?
Well, I think it was Dirk and Coal Company.
Dirk and Coal Company.
Dirk and Coal Company. Right.
Still
there. Dirk and Coal
Company. Off over there, and Dirk and here, and there's Cutter had a coal yard there.
That's way later.
In fact, the matter, Dorothy's...
Cutter, my uncle.
Dorothy's daddy even took off for work so he could put the coal in just right. In the basement. That was pretty good.
Did your furnace have like these automatic
feeds? We never had no furnace, ma'am.
Oh, no furnace.
No. Grab your clothes and run for the hot stove.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where was your stove then?
We had a stove in the kitchen, one in the family room. Then my mother-in-law got sick, ma'am. We had a bedroom off to the side, and we got an oil heater to put in there to keep her nice and warm. So actually, we at that point, we had three stoves going. In 1948, 48? Yeah, we put a furnace in the house. A coal furnace, and that was great.
Still had to shovel the coal in.
Oh, yeah, but my God, I never did think of that. Three stoves. Three stoves. You take three stoves, an oil burner and two wood stoves. Well, that's a job right there. Yeah, but then when we got the furnace, then we had to heat over the whole house.
Usually got the job of feeding the stove? Is that a woman's job, kids' job,
Who's
job?
Every
time of day it went down, they had to put it in.
Yes,
ma'am. Over there.
Yeah, you better, because you're going to get the, Okay.
And I think we'll go to Eddie now and see what he remembers of early years, and then we'll go on to
the left. We're going to the milk business now.
Where were you born, Eddie, and when?
I was born up in back of Guilford. in a log house, 1905, August the 27th.
How
August
big,
the 26th, I mean.
How big was your log house?
Well, possibly 5 rooms.
How old was it at that time, do you know?
How old was it?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't tell you that.
It was an old one, though?
It was old, yes. And I've often wondered whether it's still standing or not.
There's some out there. Whereabouts in back of Guilford?
Well, it's on up through Bonnell, almost to Manchester, down under the hill from Manchester.
Okay. I knew the foundations of one down there on Tanner's in back of where we used to live, and then there's a whole one back
there. Well, this was, you had to go underneath them, one of them two bridges.
Bridges, yeah.
And it was the second bridge up that you went under through, and crossed Tanner's Creek to get over Temple. That's where.
What'd your daddy do? Who was your dad? And
well, John Probst was his. Was his name, and he was a farmer, cow buyer, trader. He did a little of everything. Farming was his biggest.
How many acres did he farm in?
All his life, until he retired.
Was it a big farm, little farm?
Well, he moved all over. We lived in Dearborn County, we lived in Clay County, we lived in Howard County, and we moved back to Dearborn County.
Who was your mother?
Anna.
Anna. Where was she from?
Sumlin, Indiana. Her daddy run the Legion Hall out there, back when it was known as the Big Four Hall. He owned it.
Okay. Is your background German then?
Oh yes, both sides. I was 4 years old before I could say an American. And the reason for that was Dad moved from up there where we was living at down on the one over here by back in Greendale there, and put out a big tobacco crop. He got a man and wife to stay with us, a man and a woman to help Mom and the housework, and a man to help him, and they talked American. Of course, then we all talked American.
Were your mom and dad first generation American, or?
Oh, no.
They had just been raised speaking German?
They had been third or fourth, actually. I don't even know how far back. Mm. Now, my son could probably tell you on that, because he checked through on it. They come from the Swiss-German area over there. Mm-hmm. The in-laws, or the outlaws do.
And they kept, for generations, they kept the German language.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, when did your mom and dad continue all their life, or did they ever learn English or switch to English?
Oh, they learned plenty of English, yeah. My dad only went through the fourth grade. But I'd put him against anybody with high school education as far as figuring, or...
Where'd he go at? Where'd he go
to? I couldn't tell you. They were raised out around the Weisberg area, out in that neighborhood out there.
Like, did you go to a Lutheran church, or was it a religious type family, or?
We were raised Lutheran.
Lutheran. Yeah. I knew there were Lutheran Germans out there.
Yeah. Catholic Germans. You got the Catholic out there, and you had the Lutheran. They went to Hubble's church.
Okay,
my grandma and grandpa, uncle, well, several of them are buried at the Lutheran, at the Hubble's church cemetery there.
Okay. Now, what did your mother do? Did she have a big family?
She was a housewife, strictly housewife.
How many brothers and sisters?
I had 5 brothers and 5 sisters, all living today except the sister next to me.
How did she cope with laundry for 10 kids? How did she do her laundry?
The hard way, scrub the old scrub.
Everybody done their own share of
it. Yeah, they all did.
And there used to be a